Blog Talk Radio.
We are gone wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're going to have a fun night. We've got a little bit of the music going here. It hasn't started, but get ready to have some fun because we're going to go there. Those of you who know, tonight's our night. It's our wild weekend. It's our love weekend. So get those psychic questions for me ready. Let's talk adult. Let's talk. And here we go. Starting out with our wonderful song. Here it is. It's Saturday night. Are you out there? Excellent song, Nobody, Keith Sweat. Those of you listening in tonight, this is Psychic Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. We've got quite a few of you in the queue, and we're going to be going right to the phone. If you want to get a free mini reading and you've got a little time tonight, call 773-897-6461. I can tell you tonight we're going to just be a little more laid back. Psychic Jethro's been really promoting and talking with everyone, and I just really want to just have a fun, really good night with you. So welcome, and I'm glad those of you who've been patient will be getting to those phones in a minute. Remember to do me a really good service, and I've been asking everyone to do this. Please go into your neighbor bookstore, metaphysical store, any bookstore that would carry Living in the Psychic Realm, and ask them if they will run one of the books on the shelf. I am really, really in need of getting the book out there. Those of you who've read it know it's an excellent true life biography. It talks about me and not only my psychic teachers. It talks about me and some of the things of passing and going on the other side. It talks about my guides. I really welcome each and every one of you to read the book, buy the book, tell me what you feel about the book, because the really excellent thing is I've had a lot of publicity on the fact that a lot of the friends told me that when the book first got out, we had a lot of people really contacting. And sadly, the way the guides work with me, they put me in a position where we had to take and change a few things and then re-put the book out. So I need that input from you guys. I also know as we work on this that I'm giving you the energy and the intent of giving you what I can to help you on this show for the mini readings. And I ask, please, in return, if you give me a little expense energy of going in and say, I'd like to see Living in Psychic Realm. I've had it said that it made him cry, it made him laugh, and it made him feel really involved and realize that all of us have psychic abilities. 863, you're on with Psychics Gone Wild Jethro. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Really good. It's a nice Saturday, and it just feels really comfortable. And if you'll give me your first name, I'll go in with the energy. I'm feeling like you've got, I don't feel like you're real happy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
That's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth. I'm feeling you aren't happy, and I'm feeling with you, Elizabeth, that you've got some things happening there that just aren't right. They're just, it doesn't seem like what you're doing is getting people to really, I don't think people are hearing you is what they're showing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling, and that's a sad feeling. I'm glad you called in. You called in to someone who always listens in, and this is Psychic Jethro. The thing that I'm feeling with you really going into with you really strong here is, Elizabeth, I feel like you've kind of wanted to yourself really go into some other works.
Really go into what?
The guys are telling me that you really are going through and you're looking at some work. There's some things that you kind of do that makes you feel good. They're telling me you need that creative again. You're doing something here. I keep seeing it's very positive for you, Elizabeth.
Okay.
It sounds good. I love the way you always say that. You call it, and I thank you. I think you like to call it and just kind of see if I'm awake. I know what you're up to. What you've got with the energy here is I see that you also are, I feel that there's going to be some calls here. They're showing me you in the phone. They're showing me you hearing some news and that you feel happy. I think that you've got, if I'm not correct, I feel like you've got family that there's a distance with you right now.
I have family that's with me now.
Yeah, there's a distance with you guys that you're not getting that time to talk and be together like family should be.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. And I feel that that's going to be, it's going to help here. Part of it is you're pretty much handling a lot of stuff there. And they're showing me with you that you're going to also get some other things happening. And what the angels are telling me is you've looked at developing some other really strong traits there.
Well, that's good news. That's wonderful.
Very good. Do you have any questions or anything you've got for me? And then,
well, the phone call sounds good and getting good news. I've been waiting for that. So what about love? Relationship?
Okay, you want to, yeah, with that song. And if you hadn't asked with that, with the music I started this show out, I would have said, Elizabeth. But I'm teasing you. This is really good. Did you like the music? It is a little different. It's not everyone's
yeah.
type of music. Good.
I loved it.
Good. I'm glad. So I'm going to look here. I got you a little red. I can tell you're blushing. But what we've got here in the energy with you is they're telling me that you are right now in a I feel like the relationship with you and others is, it seems like you keep having some thoughts about one specific person, but it's not coming together. It seems like, I feel like that you're missing having a relationship that's more open. It keeps showing me like you going to some things that you want, but I feel like the relationship is, it's like you're not, they're out doing other stuff.
Okay. Like what? What do you mean?
Like you have someone that you'd like to date. I feel that, but I feel like their mind's not on that. They're on school, or they're kind of not getting that you like them.
Okay.
All right. I see you later. Having a relationship. They tell me that it's going to be closer to September, and they said that this. I keep getting Ken.
Okay.
They also are telling me you are kind of a little bit, you know, I made you blush there, but you're also a little shy when it comes to this. You really want a relationship, but you haven't put down your stuff that you really want. I mean, do you want a tall one? Do you want a nice one? Do you want a talker? Do you want a quiet one, a dancer? I feel with you, you need somebody that's really like you, a very sensitive person that talks about real life issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, an animal lover. They're telling me you need somebody who's an animal lover and wants to do things. Like, it doesn't bother you taking a little trip out into the country or taking a visit out, but you want them to make sure they bring a little picnic along. You don't want to just hang out in the car with somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
You're more of the romantic. You laugh. That's funny. Yeah. But you do, and I see this happening. I also see that you had a relationship before, but the person wasn't able to be honest with you, and you broke up.
Yeah.
That's what I get. Stay tuned with us, Elizabeth. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Hang in. You're welcome to listen in to the show. Call in, and remember to follow us, because in that way you always know when we're on. We are doing some new changes. We're going to be going on. We're moving our weekdays, and there are going to be some different hours. And we're really encouraging everyone to listen to not only Journey into the Light, another really excellent program, but to check out those bookstores. Have you bought my book yet, Living in the Psychic Realm?
I haven't, but I just heard about it, and I'm definitely going to do that.
Thank you.
Reading it.
Thank you very much. Get a hold of me, and you can do it through me if you want, and I'll even send it signed to you. I'll sign it to you, Elizabeth, or how you'd like, and personally sign you a paperback. I'm out of hardbacks. They're real popular, but I have paperbacks, and I'll send you one in the mail and include a signing if you get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net and write to me on it. It is $19, including shipping, if you do it for me, but I know that if you do it through... I think the other ones is it's pretty much a little bit. I've had some people tell me it's pretty close there too. I know, and I laugh with me. I live in Tampa, and I guess that in Florida, you know, when you want to mail something, you have to work out, you know, to get it out of here, ship it out.
Yeah, I would definitely like it signed. So thank you.
Thank you and bless you. And we're having fun, you guys. There was just another first-time listener on Living in the Psychic Realm. And now we're on Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who know, we're running both shows. We've been doing them back-to-back, around the corner, doing the fun and having time. I want to welcome all of you. If you guys are noticing our new chat, we've done a great, and it tells you on there to slow down. It tells me I am talking too fast, and it's like it does it to me. It also makes me laugh. And it's people, a lot of you guys are getting booted around and having some things on there. Please remember that this is a little bit of Blog Talks, little ways of going wild. And it made me laugh because it's a new one. So it tells me that I talk too fast when I'm typing. So I thought that was funny. And we're going into the Skype caller. They've got you down as unknown, but I think you're known. How are you, unknown?
Hey, Jethro, it's Aaron in Florida.
Yay! I'm so happy you called.
I am too. I just wanted to thank you. I called you, and I can't remember who your guest was, but you guys gave me a reading and a bit of a heads up about some people being childish. And so when I walked into the situation, I wasn't surprised or upset, and I just kind of let it, pass by me. And I really appreciate y'all giving me the heads up about that.
Thank you, and we appreciate you, calling us back and letting us know. And I do remember with you, I know that there was a prayer, and we had quite a few people in our chat site the day you called in that were worried because they could tell you're a very good person. And, sometimes I forget when we're running through real fast. This show, we have a little more time. I wanted to let you know that they were already cheering for you to get a new one. They said that some better stuff was coming and that you were a good person.
I really appreciate that. Well, I have a question for you. I got a reading a few years ago, and, sometimes you lose touch with psychics and stuff, of people that you know. But anyway, I got a reading a few years ago about, it was a past life reading, and it was about, I was going to meet someone that I had been a temple priestess with in Atlantis, and that she was a jealous person and kind of pitying herself. She didn't like her job, and she just felt like she was the janitor, the gal said. And I was like kind of going with it. It was years ago, and I was like, okay, it could happen. She goes, but you're gonna meet her. She goes, and she's gonna be older than you in this lifetime, and you're gonna know her as soon as you meet her, and you're gonna think to yourself, she hasn't changed at all, and you're gonna be a little horrified by that. She said, but this is just a validation of for you to know who you are. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll go with it. So last week I went into a bookstore, and the owner of the bookstore got to talking, and she said to me, she goes, yeah, I lived in Atlantis. And I said, really? And I looked at her, and I had this kind of weird feeling. I said, were you a temple priestess? And she goes, I did a regression. She goes, no, I don't think I was a priestess. She goes, I think I was the janitor. And I said, what? And she goes, I was just cleaning a bunch of stuff. I'm pretty sure I was the janitor. And she went on, and I was thinking, man, this gal really, kind of feels sorry for herself. And then she kind of, started taking a couple of swipes at me about me, she kind of implied that I was, a little self-impressed. And I was like, she's really jealous. And as I was walking out the bookstore, I'm going to be going there for some other things, so I'm going to see her again. But I heard the Eagles song from the 70s, Lion Eyes, and the part of the song that went, she's still the same old girl she used to be. And I just kind of stopped dead in my tracks, and I was like, well, I'll be damned. And I think that's the gal. So I was like, I wasn't disappointed that she hadn't changed in 14,000 years. I was more just kind of surprised by it all, I think. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on it, because it kind of caught me by surprise, and I've lost touch with the gal that told me about it.
I do, and I tell you, there's karma and there's energy happening here, and you have overcome it. The person didn't outdo it, and you're right. They still were doing the things there, and I see the energy of it, and I love the fact that your guides use music to tell you. I'm probably the most funnest person if you want to go with around the radio, because it'll change, it'll play songs. Me and my girlfriend will go out and we laugh because we turn on the radio and our joke is, what are the guys saying today? What are the angels saying? We'll turn it on and it's like, don, 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 and we've laughed. One of the songs was like, don't cry out loud. And we're like, what? And here's one of those days. It's like, oh, we should have cried out loud. We should have ran, and we just laughed like you said, whoa, And they just, the guys have a sense of humor with it. And that's what I pick up there, Anthony. I also pick up because of your childhood and your abilities, you are really going through some really balancing, and we were going through some of the classes. I would say with you that your manifesting energy right now is also really working. So when you're doing these energies, sit down and make sure you're working with that ultraviolet, flame. Make sure with your energies, like when you're doing things, because you're bringing all of it to happen. And I also feel that your guides are telling me right now, that's why they let you have these pieces, is you're cleaning up a lot of karma this time. Something clicked in your life a couple years ago where you went, I don't feel like I want to come back and deal with these people anymore. And you just started clearing them out. I mean, you went through, it reminds me like the old waitresses you used to see with the book, with all the tickets flipped over, and you're going, hamburger to you, chicken fried steak to you, taco to you. You don't even get french fries.
Yeah, I'm meeting a lot of people, a lot of soul group people, and I'm like, I feel like I'm just like cleaning house. That's exactly what I feel like. Supposedly I was like third wave in Lemuria, supposedly, and this gal that's the Atlantis temple worker that thinks she's the janitor, apparently she was first first wave, and I was told that they kind of bollocks things up, and we came in to sort of try to clean up some of the mess and get things on track for some kind of spirally thing. I don't know.
Very much, and I agree, and I also feel that because of that contract with you in Lemuria, this life, you know, and this is something I've had a lot of people argue with me about this, but I know that there was another place there, Atlanta. It took the Lemurians, and a lot of times there was energy used. I also know that you were one of the people with your gift and your work that was going there. You not only were able to handle using the stones to do the weather and other things, but you also were really tuned in helping others. And I feel in that life, this is why this life you decided that you were cutting the ties. Because in that life, you all the ones that you helped took you out. They eventually, you know, they used you like a sponge, and then they said, well, she's, you know, she's running out of stuff here. And that's what the angels are telling me. They're also telling me that, you know, something else happened for you too. And it's like you, this time you've got something here going on with some other people. They're trying to get you into stuff right now, and you're doing your own. I see you doing your own. I see you going, okay, this is okay, but you're doing your own metaphysical. And it's kind of a combination of some of the Buddhist and some of the color, some of the energy. And your guys are doing work with you during your sleep where you're going over someplace and they're showing you stuff, and then you're bringing it back here to help people in the day.
Right. I was told that. That sounds right. Yeah. Well, I guess I am feeling like a little done. I'm really trying to be done, and I don't know, I'm not sure why, but I'm feeling like I'm just trying to clean the decks and be done. Yeah.
Feel that.
Okay, all right. Well, that puts things in perspective for me. I really appreciate it, Jethro.
Thank you, and bless you, and thank you for calling from Florida. Please watch, follow us, and call in again, and we're going to keep the blessings out there. I know that new stuff's coming, and really good blessing for you here in July.
Okay.
And, guys, we're getting up to that part of the day. We welcome you. Thank you, guys, that are following along. This is Psychic Jethro, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. We have a really great opportunity, and one of the things that we've been talking about is putting out that karma that's really intense. We started this back in Living in the Psychic Realm on the Mixed Talk show, mixedtalk.com, years ago. Please sit down, take a few minutes, and feel the energy that we're flowing. Feel it, sit down, relaxed in a state, and feel your heart energy. Is there anyone that you haven't contacted in a while? Is there anyone that you could just put a smile on their face? Each and every one of us during these times of 2012 and this ascension and this love and this energy has somebody we could do that with. And remarkably, I had people tease me because I came up with this theory. You know, a lot of us love an email, but, you know, honestly, if you get a snail mail card in the mail and it's just a fun card, it does feel good. Or you get that phone call even there that just someone calls you from out of there. I had someone call and tell me that they loved me and they missed me and that people so far away could make them feel so special. It brought tears to my eyes and it made my day. I'm asking you to do that same thing to the people that love you. I'm asking you to sit down and during this next week, find in your heart, find your energies, three people that you just do it because you feel that would be a good feeling. And do it just to feel that energy. Take and give them a little bit of that time, that energy, whether it's a card, a call, or just a checking, you know. I've had people leave a message and just leave a really fun message. And you'll be surprised. It's going to change that energy. And this week with the blue energy we're all working with our throat chakras and the energy we've got with the sun flares out there, you're going to see this rebound back. If we start this and we all do this in a positive note as a wave across the country, starting with us in the Atlanta over here, or we're by the Atlantic Ocean, and we do this and it goes all the way out to our friends out there in the Pacific, imagine how these 3x3x3 all go out. And all of you who know the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, as I should say, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost is a magic number of three. Do this by three. Set and feel the good energy. And no, I don't mean go out and chain letter people. Come on, cut me some slack, people. I mean sit down originally and do something really nice. You know, send them a nice card, like I said. Send them a good positive message. Just do a call if they're answering and say, you know, thinking about you. I had a friend stop by and left a friend a flower on their door, just told them that they were special too. Those kind of actions, you know, something that makes someone else feel. You're going to feel better, and that urges and surge of energy that you're putting out there is unconditional. That pink energy love is going to help a flow. And let's see what happens when we talk next week with what that pink has done. 917, you're in for some fun. You're on the Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hi, Hi, how are you?
Great.
Thank you for taking time out of your Saturday evening for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm just calling to see what energy do you get from my boyfriend, Corey.
Okay. And I feel going to have you say your first name because your guides are showing me there's some little bit of stress there. Someone doing tattoos or something.
I'm sorry, what? No, my first name is Tia, but what did you say about tattoos?
Tia, he has tattoos?
Does he have tattoos?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Okay. I got the right one because they're telling me that this person is, and I'm going to have you say his name one more time, Tia.
Corey.
And I thank you. It's happened sometimes with people when they do this. The guys will show me something and then they go back. They showed me that, they said that he's really wants to, like, express himself, and he's going through some creativity. Like his tattoos, he's still looking at that side of life, and the good thing is that you and him are, there's something not right here with him that's got to be handled. It's something that you've been looking at, Tia, and it's how do you help him help himself? He's probably the hardest relationship in that he's a good guy, but he seems to be shooting himself in the foot.
Okay. Yeah, he has a tattoo. It says, only God can judge me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some there. That's what it, okay, that's what I'm getting. See, I'm pretty psychic, Tia. You called the right show tonight. We're having one of those nights.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, he does. It's across his back. But, okay, so you said that, he's, what about the communication?
What we've got here with him in the communication and what we've got happening is that I could also see with you going through this. And by the way, just give me a minute, Tia. We've got everyone know in the chat room, we've done an hour and a half show, and so we'll be going along with what we like. If you're not getting in fast enough, you might want to try tomorrow night, and then that way you get in early, because sometimes you can call in 15 minutes early. We've got a lot of people pushing, and the thing is we just can't do that. So, Tia, what we've got here, and we're going back to you, is what I'm also feeling with you is I'm really feeling that you've got some other things happening with you and Corey together. And it is exactly his tattoo and his energy. And I see what's happening is that you and him, he gets himself into the, it's like, you know, I'm going to tease you. It's kind of like he's the Lucille Ball in the relationship. You're the Ricky Ricardo. He gets himself into these messes and you help him. And yet a lot of times they could have been avoided if he would have just, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So where do you see us going?
I see you two going into some real strengths here of pretty much this going to another level. I see this also working out that it's going to another strength there, and I think part of what it's also going to for it is that you're also getting yourself really situated into the other part of the relationship, you know. And, you know, they also are telling you that the guys are also letting me know that you have some other things happening for you. We welcome all you guys on the things of the room, and what they're telling me, Tia, is that you and later you two are having a little bit of out, and we need to get some of this this chart reading done for you. Have you had your destiny cards done?
No.
Could you got your date of birth with you?
Yes, it's 11/27/73.
Okay, we've got our birth card reader here. Kelly, did you hear that? 11/27/73.
73.
Thank you, hi.
You bet, y'all.
What's
the subject? Good. Is his birthday?
Yeah, we'll need his birthday and put the two together.
Okay, his is
12/26/79.
12/26. Okay, hang on. I'm trying to put pencil and paper here. Just a minute. I'm in the wrong thing here. Okay, let me grab it. Sorry about that. Okay, 12 what?
26/79.
79. Okay, and yours is the 11/27/73. Okay, give me an extra minute here.
Thank you. Uh-oh, we're going wild now.
<That's right. laughs>
You've listened to this show before. We're going wild.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's what they know about us. We are the wildest. I mean, we've laughed through the years. That, you know, going to get to this program, I had someone tonight tell me, I called on the phone and I'm like, I'm on my show, The Psychic's Gone Wild. And they like, what? What did you say to me? And I'm like, psychic's gone wild. And the woman's like, what?
And I'm like, well, I don't know. I see trees around you. Are you getting ready to take a vacation?
I got palm trees around me where I'm at down here, Tampa.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I see palm trees. Yeah, I see trees.
Yeah, and if you see, and you are right about I'm taking a vacation in August, if you see those pine trees, let me know what you see there. If they're being ornery, warn me now.
No, you're gonna have a good vacation.
Oh, good. I can dance with my sister. My sister
I'm
is like, wow.
Yeah, because see, I'm just getting started, but I just love spirituality, so that's why I'm calling. But I was like, oh, my God, sometimes I tell him about trees. I'm like, why am I telling him about trees?
And that's the way they work. And I love that. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I got a comparison here for her. It's like they've got quite a bit of stuff going. They have out of 14 connections, they have 11. They've got 11 out of the 14. So it's like she got filled my board up here. She is a six of hearts, and her that's her birth card, and her planetary ruling card is an eight of clubs, which we know about the eight of clubs because that's what our psychic gets through. It's one of the most psychic cards in the deck. Her fella is a five of hearts, and he's got a five of diamonds as his planetary ruler. Now, what's really interesting when you have two people together like this, where you've got the six of hearts and the five of hearts, those are the very first connection you get is called the moon card. And it's like he is the moon card. Is it Tina? It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
Tia.
Tia, okay, sorry about that. All righty. But what it means is that you would be the leader in this relationship. It's like you're kind of one that's going to, you know, step out, do stuff. And he kind of more plays like the supporting role. So it's like, in other words, you kind of have the what's called the sun card position in this relationship, and he has the moon card. So it's like, you know, as long as he is kind of, you know, willing to go along with stuff and do things with you and whatever, and it's like, you know, be that support person for you, you know, kind of that person who gets your back, and he kind of lets you kind of step out and take the lead and stuff, it's like it'll be a really good relationship. Because where you guys have that connection, it's like this moon connection, and it's in the spiritual spread. It's the most single, most powerful one when it comes to decisions about long-term commitments. Because when someone's our moon card, we feel really close and comfortable with them. And when that connection is found in the spiritual spread, it's even closer because it indicates a past time together. The same time we sense that, you know, we've been together before, it's called an earned connection in that it's that sense of familiarity that comes from having spent time together in a former lifetime. And couples who have that connection often experience like what's called kind of like instant recognition of each other or kind of love at first sight because you've been together before in a meaningful way. There's a certain sense of intimacy, emotional closeness when you meet. Even if you've never seen each other before in this lifetime, you know, that first time you met that person, it's kind of like, wow, I feel like, you know, deja vu, I know you. And it's just that kind of unexplainable sensation that, you know, it's one of the most attractive situations though seeking a partner, and it's not surprising how many people with this connection have gotten married or at least, you know, had a significant relationship with this person. So in this relationship where he is the moon card to you, his presence in your life is like a healing balm that soothes you. He, you know, he provides you with nurturing support, that sense of foundation, security, home, settledness. And then you, on the other hand, bring a lot of good things into his life, and you bring, you know, new ideas, fresh perspectives, new information, broadening of experience, an important direction for this relationship. And whether you realize it or not, you know, again, you're that leader of that relationship because that's the nature of being that sun card in a sun-moon relationship. And when we envision this kind of ideal male-female relationship, the symbol that comes to mind is the sun and moon. Like one rules the day, the other in the night. One is fire, the other is water. And together you balance each other out and fulfill each other's kind of vacant spots. The sun warms the water, which is the moon, and the water kind of cools the sun down. And it's the most ideal connection for a couple who has, you know, those essential male and female qualities. And it's like just about guarantees the success of a relationship, just, you know, notwithstanding by itself. It's not the only one that supports it because, like I say, you guys have a tremendous amount of connections. I'm sitting here going, wow, this is cool. It's like everybody wishes this. The second one is, like, he is your cosmic reward card, and that's in this life spread. And it's like that's usually, you know, you kind of done good stuff, you know, whatever, and it's like he's come back to really, again, that's kind of that supporting role. In your third connection, you're Venus to each other, which is Venus Mutual, which that's the planet of love. There's a lot of, you know, really good vibes there. In that fourth connection, he's your Saturn card. So he's in a position there where he kind of came in, part of his, you know, obligation or, you know, duty, whatever you want to call it, in the relationship is to, you know, kind of teach you things or mentor you, kind of like, you know, not the teacher on the podium, but it's like, you know, he'll have qualities that you want to learn from him. In your fifth connection, your Venus, you're the Venus card to him, so he's, you know, feeling that love connection with you again. In your sixth connection, he's also your cosmic lesson card. So it's like there's going to be something very much so that he's here kind of to teach you on a deeper level, on a more spiritual level. On that seventh connection, you're Venus to each other again. It's like I've mentioned, you guys just have Venus all over the place here. I'm going, if you don't have, you know, good whatever, it's like, I don't know. You're Venus to each other again. And that eighth connection, you're Jupiter to each other. In your ninth connection, which means you could, you know, you have a phenomenal amount of luck, you know, together, business stuff and whatever, and it's like you bring good things to each other, and it's like, and you both help each other succeed, which is really great. And then your tenth connection, you've got a double Jupiter connection again. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a double dose of that. You know, you really help each other out, and it's like, you know, where one falls down, the other one just, you know, is there to pick them up type of thing. But you have a phenomenal amount of luck. And, you know, blessings and, you know, good stuff. As long as you guys remain thankful, you know, that attitude of gratitude with, you know, each other in the relationship, it's, like, really amazing. And then that 11th connection, you got Venus again. So you've got a total of 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 5 Venus connections. You got, you know, 2 Jupiter connections. And that cosmic reward card is that Jupiter connection. After that first moon card, it's like, you know, if you're looking for this relationship to be a lasting one, it's like you can, you know, you guys can certainly make it a lasting one. And so you just got a really, you know, a lot of positive things there. I'll turn you back over to Jessa.
That was amazing. I felt like I was in college. Do I get my degree now? I was
maybe.
I'm like 11, 12, yeah. Jupiter, Venus. I can't wait to say this to someone.
I know.
I was really fun for her.
You like telling your boyfriend, like, our Venus in conjunction, and don't you start with my Saturn because you know that I have.
I have double Venus. Don't forget the double Venus.
Oh, yes. Oh, you got that double Venus going on.
That is double Venus. You go give me some water. I have double Venus.
Well, I love you, Thea, for calling in. We're going to take a little break with Faded Boys with Smoke on High. I know you guys are enjoying it. Thea, thank you. And Steve, please follow with us and talk to you soon.
Thank you. Are you every Saturday at this time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And we're having fun on Psychic's Gone Wild. Every time you tell me to run, I'm going to take another song for fun. That was Faded Boys. We're one of our guests on here live last month. Really good band from California and played in front of Snoop Dogg, followed. So 206, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Really good. If you'll give me your first name, we'll go from there. Are you?
My name is Paxton.
Okay. We're really having a little bit of problem with the phone, so I'm going to have you hang on 1 second, and then I'll come right back with you. We're going here a little bit. Okay, we're going here a little bit into this. It's Psychic Jethro. We're going to play a little bit of our energy and make sure we've got our blog talk working. And is it Paxton?
Yes.
Great. I thank you, Paxton. Now I can hear you real good. We've got a lot of energy here going on. We just had our little wild tea on here, and obviously Psyche's Gone Wild going off the wall. So if you'll tell me, Paxton, here a little bit, just can you give me your date of birth?
10/18/86.
Okay. And what I see with you, Paxton, is you've got some questions you want to talk about. Are you where you can really talk? Because I feel like sometimes with you, they said that you're really stressed right now. I'm getting that you've got a lot going on.
Kind of.
Okay. All right. So the reason I ask with this, and this is a 10/16 birthday, whenever you have, especially like a Libra, it's like there has to be a point or it's ready to, like I said, ready to talk. And that's why I asked that, because when I did that,
okay,
you guys let me do that. And I apologize. I know you're like, what is this guy saying? Of course, I wouldn't have called in if I want to talk. But thank you. This is why psychics usually, they lead us to the back of the restaurant, and I really complain. No, I'm kidding. But I got to keep you guys laughing, Paxton, that what's really cool and what we got happening is, Kelly, did you get that date of birth?
I did. And okay, he is a four of clubs, and he's got his planetary ruler is a jack of spades. And what that looks like is, let's see, fours and clubs, fours, they like stability in their life, and it's like, and they'll work really hard to get it. The clubs are people who are like the scholars of the deck, and it's like you can learn really literally like anything you want to learn. The four itself, each card in the deck has its own name, and this card is called the card of mental satisfaction. And even though it's a card of stability, you've got that underlying five of clubs that indicates hidden restlessness that can manifest in several ways. You're usually really progressive. You can utilize this to create new ideas in your chosen line of work. And rather than let that restlessness keep you from achieving any success, you know what you are, and you're not likely to change your mind on, you know, on anybody's behalf unless you see that value of change for yourself. But it's like people might go, oh, you're so stubborn. You know, a lot of times you like to argue because you usually win, and you usually do well in legal matters. You've got a really good physical constitution. You're not afraid of hard work. It's a really successful card. You're good at sales work, and you enjoy talking about what you really believe in. You're popular. You do well in groups. And as long as you don't let that love of debate get out of hand, you keep a really fine reputation in your work. You also want a successful love life, and that is sometimes your major challenge. It's like often the drive and determination of the four clubs masks this desire to be accepted by others, and that same acceptance you find difficulty in giving yourself, which is ironic enough. Other cases, your desire for success in work kind of competes for your desire for love and affection. Your last years, you know, your later years of life are often the most successful, and usually you end up with a lot of financial protection, opulence. You know, you have good finances, like, because you put the work in when you're younger. Four of the clubs collectively are what we call the keepers of knowledge. You show us that information has its practical value, and we can be happy and successful by applying what we have right under our noses. And in that relationship, that need for affection is, again, it's that major issue in your life. Combined with that restlessness and sometimes the fear of commitment can in some cases be cause for really untold, painful relationships. It's not true of all of them, because sometimes you do the flip and you, rather than you not want to commit, you'll draw in partners who don't want to commit. You've really got basic good love karma, though, and if you can find a partner that appreciates, you know, a little space, a little freedom, you're happier. You do have to watch out for a tendency to be attracted to people. Kind of like we'll say there's always a high side and a low side, you know, flip side of the card of the coin, if you will. Just be careful of hanging out with people of not so sterling qualities, okay? It's like kind of like your mom always said, you know, oh, you're associating with whatever, and it's really true. That bad association spoils useful habits. So it's like, be careful who you hang out with, because that's kind of who you get, you know, you get known with. This Jack of Spades, though, is your planetary ruler, as a strong creative virtue to your personality. It can manifest in several ways. You might feel drawn towards, like, you know, acting or creative expression of some sort. And I've seen bricklayers be creative, I'll tell you what. There's a creative expression or artistic expression in everything. Even if not, you've got a lot of creativity you can apply to whatever work you're doing. I've seen people, you know, do this for business. It's just amazing. Carrie, you are one of those people that you ought to have, like, a little notebook and a pen, and it's like anytime you think something, you know, drag that out, flip the date, you know, write it down with your ideas, and then, you know, go on. It's also called the card of deceit, is this Jack of Spades. And you need to watch that. Sometimes people will take advantage of you, okay? So it's like just be really aware of what's going on around you. I'll just put it that way. And just be careful that, you know, like I say, that you don't let people take advantage of you. And, of course, on the flip side, you know, you don't take advantage of them either. It's also one of what they call the one-eyed jacks, and sometimes people see you a little bit being one-sided in your opinions and your attitudes. And it's also the card of the spiritual initiate. You may be drawn towards study of spiritual subjects, which can transform your life to a higher level. This is a year where you can find your true purpose if you're looking for that, if you really want to know. And it's also because you've got a six in your reading somewhere. It's also a year of major completion. Major completions are where you have a nine in the reading, and it's like, it means that you can either look at it as a disappointment. It's kind of like, I don't know if you remember the character in Charlie Brown with, you know, Linus with his security blanket. It's kind of like you have, you know, that security thing you're hanging on to, and it's like if somebody takes it away from you, you're going to go, hey, wait a minute, you know. but it's like you really come to the point where it's like you don't kind of need that security blanket anymore. You can kind of fold it up and put it on the shelf, you know, for a while, but it just depends on how you view completions. It's like it's kind of like high school graduation. It's like as one door closes, another door opens. So it's like, you know, you don't want to go into it feeling like I got my security blanket taken away. It's much better to go, okay, I'm closing this door and opening this other one. It's like it's a lot. It's just, you know, perception and how you look at it, okay? So there's going to be some things completing and finishing up for you this year. And the other thing is like be careful of getting in ruts. My grandmother always used to say a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. So don't get in too comfortable of a rut where you're at, okay? Kind of look to be getting out of that. Okay. One thing you've got going on this year is you've really got, so your long range card is a three of spades. And it's like threes are really highly creative, but they're also give you some indecision. You're somehow going to be divided this year, either in work or health. The challenge of keeping those that three energy from turning into worry and indecision, which is the bad side of the card, I guess, or the low side of it, just depends on how you use it. So it's like, again, take that notebook with you, and it's like when you get creative ideas, you know, no matter if they even sound silly, it's like, it's okay, write them down because, you know, somewhere you're going to find an application for them. Things that happen in spades, because this is a spade, we can't escape from. There's going to be some things that you're going to have some real successes in, and there's going to be some other things where you go, oh, man, do I have to go out and weed the garden today? It's like, yes, you do. So, in my expression, it's the artist card, so it's like, that's what I got for you for the moment. It's like, there's several more pages of this to go on, but it's like, I'm going to turn you back over to Jethro.
Man. Thank you, Kelly. You always do it. We have them in the chat room. They said we're talking fast. Do you feel we're talking fast?
A little bit.
we usually do this in an hour, and we go through people, and we really try to give the most help. And I think they've got us on a little bit of helium today. No, I'm teasing. They've got us a little bit going. Thank you, Kelly. You rock. The room's loving you. We're having a good day here. And I had her start out and do a little bit of the reading because I feel like with you, the question I keep feeling is relationship with you. Is that the question you've got?
Not really so much. I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now. I'm more worried about work and career-wise right now.
Okay. And I really, you know, I'm glad that we're laughing at them because we start rushing for no reason. We're all fine. We've got time. And I'm really, really tired, and I apologize, but I feel with you, I do feel there's something with a person, and I'm glad you said you're comfortable in a relationship, but I do see that it's going to be, I'm going to get you what I've seen. I do see you having, it's kind of like a standoff with, at first I thought it was a female boss, but I still keep feeling there's a female, that there's kind of a mental thing going on, and you said it was not your relationship, so I would say in the career that there's going to be another change. I keep seeing that you've got more potential than what you're doing right now.
That makes sense.
And your guides are telling me, the angels are telling me with you that, it's good for you that they just start the new jobs. Those of you guys who are on Psychic Chat know that every day I try to post something up, and this last couple months I've been coming up with all the new jobs, all the new places, and it's become the number, probably second thing is career and jobs, because our country's going to this financial out, and I see you getting some things, but I really suggest with it, and what the guides are showing of it is that you go those unconventional. They're telling me Craigslist with you to apply like there, to look at different things, because what I feel is where you're at right now is not, it's not happening. There's something going on that's not good there.
I'm kind of feel more like I'm being taken advantage of at work. I know I could be doing more, and it's just not happening right now.
I agree, and I think the really hard part is the normal politics and talking or just being a good worker isn't doing you any good, because you're working and dealing with people who really, there's something about this female, and I do feel that she's, I don't know if she's a supervisor, or she's a female, and they keep showing that, they show me with her, and that's why I had to ask you out, and sometimes people will go, well, you know, you're a psychic, well, you guys, if you do this like I do as much, pretty soon there's times sometimes it'll go wonk, and right now we're having that energy, and the guys are showing me with you a little bit that you're also working through some other things in your life, you're going through the fact that your guides are going to start putting a little rougher on you because they do want you to take that extra. You've got, you're right, you've got, you know, the word they keep saying is potential. They're also telling me with your guides that this job and them not utilizing you is really making you realize you have some really good abilities. I can see you doing some entrepreneur work of your own around at home and some things and coming up with a formula that would make really good financial money. It's finding that need and filling it in for people.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of freelance photography on the side.
Excellent. See, and there's what you enjoy. There's what you're also not only really good at. We just got to get this where you're really, you know, you're doing a lot. And I see the guys showing me that this you're doing this and working with it, and some of the things you've got, your name getting out there, and you eventually having like a photographers that you're working with, and they're doing it on. It's like a telephotographer thing. There's something here you're doing. You're putting them together, and you're doing something where you bring that to the table as a business. I see you doing well with that later. I see you in a group of people getting known for their photography, and you're doing what you love. The money will follow. They're telling me that right now, this other job is just it's frustrating. It's getting you through it to the better stuff. But when your photography's up there and you're doing better, and your shots are getting that, you're going to use your photography, like your royalties off of it, for different things. And there you'll be able to have a better life. Then you'll be happy because you have a really good eye. You've got a very creative for photography, but your job's just kind of like they don't even get it what you're really there sometimes.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. I'm going to have you get a hold of me, do the abundance prayer. We do that really well. It works real well for people, especially when you're in a transition. You know, I've had people say, why are you praying to the angels? I'm like, why are you not? Because you know what really is cool is they work. I mean, you know, I've always believed, and I still do, if it works, utilize it. And we put the prayer out, we do it. I would have you do this for a little bit. I do a very positive of it. And then I also am getting with you, they're telling me with you that you really are headed for some other financial. It's going to be a lot better. Just hang in a little bit longer. And this is something that's really unique to me about Libras. Libra is my moon sign. And Libras are the most unique signs, as you know here. You know, you guys like the beauty, you like the light, but when somebody messes with the scale and messes with it, then it takes a little bit to get it balanced back out. And that's what they're showing me. They're showing me that you're going to just turn around and go, oh, and you'll just balance it. You'll be charming at a different job, a different thing, and it's all going to happen real quick here. And I get it really soon, by the 28th of August.
Oh, cool.
Cool to you, and welcome. Please follow us. You're always welcome to, you know, check me in on every day. We have different times. You heard Kelly, she was on. We have Psychic Celeste. We have, I'm just trying to think. Linda Irwin is going to be our psychic. We got Patty Negree is on next weekend, and we've got, just tune in. You never know, when Psychic's Gone Wild, and I welcome you and bless you for calling in.
All right, thank you very much.
Good. We have a little fun here we've been going through with all of you guys that are calling in, and that is fun, is we were giving out contests. Elimination, you won, and you called me, and you've got yourself a mini free reading over the phone with Psyche Jethro, and I've got to find out from you, coffee, hot chocolate, or tea, because we're going to send you a sample of that healthy coffee. Any of you that are in the room, please get with Kelly there and chat with her. How do I get the organo mushroom healthy coffee? Why is it healthy? Because it is with an ancient herb mushroom that is a healing detoxant that works with your system. The great thing is it's a gourmet coffee you could drink, or a hot chocolate gourmet. I personally, you know, all of you know with me, love to drink it. I promote it. I've been on it. I had quit smoking, and I'm utilizing it. Well, at that time, I first started to use it as a detoxant. Later, I've gone to enjoying it just for a good drink. Do I love tea? Oh, do I love tea. They have some of the best tea, and I really encourage all of you. This is the way that we keep this going. By you helping your family be healthy, you're helping us stay on the air, and we're helping you do this really good product. Please, if you are a business person and are interested in starting the business and would like to know about that, it's really affordable, and it's something that's really fun to do because you can do it all through the Internet. Those of you who are all Internet savvy, make sure you get a hold of Kelly at 719-289-4907, and she'll get you all ready to go. As you guys heard, she's real fun. Got her talking real fast, but she'd be a good one. 607, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks. My name is Maggie. I'm calling with regards to, well, I was widowed, and I moved to this place, and I've been basically recuperating, and I've recovered, and I've been trying to leave here. I've met nobody, and I'm wondering if my house will sell, and I will leave this isolation and make more friends, people I vibe with.
I do, and you've already made a friend. You're the first-time listener on the chat room. This is Psychic Jethro. How you doing, Maggie?
I am.
Yeah, I feel that with you. I do feel that this is the time you are. And the guides and the angels have put you what we would call a little on layaway. Now, the difference in Kmart is if you're put on layaway, they have a certain amount of time and they come and grab you. When the angels do this, we're shaking that energy. So what we're doing and what I'm seeing happening here is your guides and you are going to let you out of there. I do see that.
Finally.
and I see this here. You know, my condolences to you. I mean, this is, you know, I know you're in the grieving process. You're also really, he's very close, and you know with the angels and the love that you have, he's probably even doing some other stronger stuff over there for you now. And that's part of what's happening. But they're also going to tell you a little bit here, Maggie, that I get to be the mom a little bit. They're telling me that we got to get you to take care of yourself a little more. You're cheating a little bit with the foods, and you're cheating a little bit with the sleep. And you got to just go down a little bit, Maggie, on making sure you're getting that really good rest. They're telling you you need fluids. They're saying a little bit of the dehydrated there. And it's depressing. The place you are that, I want to just, you know, it just makes you grumpy. I can feel it dealing with you. And it's not just the isolation. It's that place of it. They tell me the house will sell. They're telling me that get with me on psychicjethro@aol.com and say, I'm Maggie. I want those prayers. I've got a couple. One's on for selling a house. It's a really good angel prayer, but also a little bit of a prayer of some of the letting go, because what's happened is you've moved on, everything's happened, but you've got energies there. Now, I know people are going to call me Lulu. You guys, I'm totally sane, but there are energies in different places, and what's happened here is you've got some natural elements there that love you, Maggie, and they're not wanting to let go. You're the light in their life. They've been there for centuries.
I know, because that's what I do. I'm like a druid. I go out and clean the air and the water and love all the animals, and they like all congregate around my house. And my house is the only place where the stars come out at night and the sun shines. It's really weird, but I'm like, there's only one blue spot in the entire area. It's over my house. And so it makes sense that they love me. So what do? I just, like, cut them off or what?
What I also get to also see here, too, and going into the thing here, is that we always do this. And, Maggie, give me just a minute. I want to kind of address the things, too. And I've got a person that's in the room. We're really getting offended by you, Harry. You need to leave the room because I'm going to boot you out. Because, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but so are we. And we encourage the thing here that we are going through this. And we understand that you don't believe this, but what we also understand is we're entitled to this, and this still is America, and I don't like the N-word, and I'm not going to prove you. So I'm saying it right now. Me and Kelly are going to go ahead and do this with you. We're going to get you out of here. And Maggie, I apologize about this, because Harry needs attention, and obviously we're not the place. And we do encourage all of you with Blog Talk Radio. We're going to get this, and what we're going to do is a little prayer here for a little bit, because me and Maggie are very white people, and what we're just talking here with our Christianity is we're putting out very white, positive energy, and I actually really approve of this while I'm getting the moderator to come in with this Blog Talk Radio. We've only had this happen once before, and thankfully we got the person not only off the show, but we really even got it more help as we got him off the air, because this does offend me, and I won't accept that from anybody. And you're welcome. Thank you, Deborah, and thank all the rest of you for coming in tonight, because we've got time. And you know what? Harry, you're welcome to come on and do some things, you know. And, we're not after your money, Harry, because I'm actually doing this for free, and you should know that. So we thank you, Maggie. And is there anything, Maggie, you'd like to tell Harry? Because it was your reading he jumped into.
And get a life, a positive one. I mean, you know, spreading, you know, in love and light goes way farther than spreading grief and negativity.
I agree, and thank you. And this is what's really excellent about this is there are so many shows for someone to be, like you said, that bored and to come in and do this and really throw this out to all of us, it's kind of sad, but the real excellent thing that happens is those of us that are white and those of you listening in, we gather our forces. We didn't invite you in here. You found us. And what I really love about the fact is what we got continually going here is those of you who are putting out the white energy will continue to go in. And what I really do like about this is as we're getting the moderator, and some of those are kind of going through too and going into some of the other stuff, is we're also getting a couple of the other ones that are coming in. We'll be getting contact with them. And I'm not going to approve any more messages on the chat. We're going to shut that down. So those of you who are listening in will be good. So while we can moderate and get them to do this, and they also get to the people that are coming in with Horace and a few of the others, we get them taken out. We always welcome the calls, and you can get a hold of me at 773-897-6461. And Maggie, while we were talking here, didn't you notice the other energy? I can see that you've also got another development happening for you also.
I'm very sensitive to energy. I'm empathic, and that's what I want to develop.
It's very gifted, and I really approach. I do see you later coming on and doing this. We have a lot of guests that come on. I can see you doing that. I mean, you're sensing me, and I really would like to at this time, as we're going through this, we're putting up a lot of shields. I want to ask each and every one of you to remember those balancing, whatever your spirituality is. This is a good test for us. You know, the light is here, and we're getting this thrown. You raise your energy up. You visualize with me. You visualize very white energy. You visualize also those shields coming up. I've had people tease me about the plexiglass. You visualize that, and you start putting that there. You put yourself in that energy. You put yourself in a very energy. Then you visualize it becoming strengthened, and you visualize this of it, because we all have this. I got to tell you, I thank you for putting them there, and I know you're not going to understand this with me, but why we're also going through this and we're catching you guys is that we're also catching you with the other parts of the word that makes me, going to this is that we really love this. And what we're doing is me and Maggie are sending you white. And it's good because none of your messages is going on there because I'm not approving any of it. So you're going through this whole stressful thing with those you two gentlemen. And we're just going to keep putting that white out there. And we'll have Maggie later come and do some shows with us. You're welcome to come on Living in the Psychic Realm or Psychic's Gone Wild. And it's getting better. We've also got through some other stuff that we've got. And what I feel is with your empathy, they're telling me with the energy is that I see you doing some other balancing here. When you were younger, you had so much of this ability, you kind of had to turn some of this down. And the angels are telling me that through your own opening of your heart energies and this now with your husband on the other side, your husband's going to be doing the guide work so you can do your psychic work 24/7. You've always been pretty much doing it anyway, but now they're going to just turn it up another notch, Maggie.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just gets better and better.
It is, and I think the angels are also telling me, as you know, going on with it too, and it's like I got into some other things that you were having happen, and I see that you're also getting some other work there that's kind of going through with it. And what's also going through too is that we're also going to be handling some things, and we're also going to be getting all of you guys that are working through here some other stuff too. And that's what the love is. That's what we're also getting you and kind of Kelly and different ones going through. And we welcome with you, Maggie, that you pretty much went through a very intense time in your life. Wouldn't you agree with me? I mean,
gosh. Oh, yes. You wouldn't believe what I've been through. Holy cow.
You have my respect. I'm very Christian, but I do respect with it, and I do understand that, you know, I think people don't understand when you say Drood, how would you consider to, what would be a good description of it to say your if you don't mind your faith and what you've been through and how it's strengthened and helped you through? I mean, you've lost a spouse, someone you loved.
Well, actually, when he passed, we were like, I would call like complete opposites. And so together we made a perfect complete whole. I mean, he was the exact opposite of me. And like he was like a scientist, and I'm a metaphysician. And if I did not have empirical evidence, I was not allowed to have an opinion, according to him. And so I stuck with him, and we stuck together, and we went through it. And he actually died from Agent Orange. And he had died for, 13 minutes, and he came back, and he was like a completely different person. and for the first time he because he was in the war in Vietnam, he no longer believed in God because he said no God would allow such horror to exist. And after he had died and come back, after, you know, 13 minutes, he had another heart attack and he couldn't remember it, but he had changed so profoundly, and he started for the first time asking me, like, what happens after you die? And he, you know, he's actually opened his heart, and we bonded so much that, and he recuperated from the heart attack for a year, but then the Agent Orange kicked in, and then, like, he died. And when he died, it was like somebody had severed my brain, took half my brain, and then reached into my chest cavity and ripped my heart out.
You have my respect, and I'll tell you, we all have discussed in here a lot of really personal things, and I think that, you know, as we've got quite a few people from different grief groups, and you, as you started to talk, he's telling me that here. He's also telling me that as this went through, you guys did not have that relationship that everybody goes, everything was just rosy. You guys worked, you did things. You had sometimes the outside world really intense because you two were unique. I mean, that's a compliment when I say that word, and you know it, but you were unique, you know, individuals together. And here two were. And they're telling me also with the elements and stuff that as you work through other things that, you know, you two were like the fire and the air and the water and the earth together to make it balance. And you two learned to put love into such an area that to have this person there, it took a little bit. And then they realized, like the guys with you two, that you guys had already communicated in some ways that you're still strengthening. And I just, my hat goes off to you. I think I could write a beautiful love song about you two.
Well, that's what absolutely blows me away, by the fact that now that he's gone, I'm totally open to expressing my side, my metaphysical side, and he's actually encouraging that. That is just, wow. It's just absolutely mind-blowing to me. And I feel like I have his support, and he really wants me to go for it. And I've just had some amazing things happen to me with regards to, you know, like the woo-woo stuff, you know, like parallel universes and, you know, different, you know, that sort of thing. You know, it happened to me in person, so I know for a fact it exists. And I've just had all kinds of really bizarre things happen to me here by myself that, I mean, I'm totally convinced, and I've, you know, I think I've got it figured out about, like, you know, how they, you know, what our purpose here is, how the human body works, you know, and how spirit works, and that sort of thing. I'm figuring it out, and people do not want to hear it. And I'm in an area that is so low vibrating that it's almost like there's a huge shield around me, and people, like, turn away and run. So I have no friends here. You know, it's like I've been here 10 years and my time is over. I just, you know, I want to move on, and I'm looking to make friends that actually, you know, vibrate, you know, to my capacity. And I just want to, you know, I work as a druid. You know, I really heal the earth because they've really trashed it here. And I actually bless the water every day. And because it's a tributary to a huge lake, and I want the entire lake just to, you know, resonate in love and clean everything else that it comes in contact with so that the love spreads everywhere. That's my objective, and that's what I work on.
I feel it, and I also feel that really as you've been putting in the other energies and the other stuff that you've got happening there, you're also developing some other really strengths, and it's happening for you, and I see that as this has went through the other abilities and the energies here, we've got it. I hope you don't mind, but Maggie, I'm asking a lot, but would you just stay with me on the phone, and we'll go into help some other people here? I feel like being you are a very strong white force, and those who are really being negative in there are kind of, we're moderating them, but we're running, one by one, we're getting rid of the people that are using the profanity.
People, okay, sure. I'll hang
on. Thank you. You rock. 610, how you go? This is Psychic Jet the Row. How you doing, 610?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You've been real patient. We've been, as you obviously know, having a little bit of chat and some people trying to disrupt the positive night. A lot of people that are upset about what we do. And this is Psychic Jethro, and you've got our very good, dear, positive friend Maggie on the phone. And your name is?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, great. I feel like, Sarah, you've got some financial questions.
Well, actually, it's not financial. It is related to my job, and I just, put my house for sale. So I wanted to see what you were picking up. And I'm there about a year at this job, and it was a nice change from my last position. But I just wanted to see what you were picking up, because since then I'm putting my house in the market, and I've been looking at other homes. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to be looking at another home as well. So I just want to see what you were picking up.
What are you getting? I'm going to have you go. Do you mind reading a little bit, Maggie? Because I'm picking up. I apologize, but there's a good reason we've got Maggie, too. I'm getting a little bit of a block with you. I see financing, and you're saying it's more with, like, your house and that. And what I'm getting is I feel like there's something there. There's something blocking you. How do you feel, Maggie? What are you picking up here over the phone?
You know, I totally agree with that. I feel like I have, like, a similar situation. It's like a block. And I've noticed that this seems to have, you know, put like a damper on my powers.
I agree. I do. And I see that. And I see that we've got also going through, you know, and I see that they're also going through the really intensity here with you, Sarah, that this is going to be a little bit more with it happening now. But I also see they're doing it for your advantage. I feel that there's something about if the house were to go right now, you would have some other things. And it seems like you're having people to be approved. It seems to be real hard. You know, and that's part of the times we're in. Anyone going to get a loan right now, look at what just happened to our bank. I mean, this is, you know, sociably. But psychically, they're telling me there's a block going on with both of you two, and it's something strengthening for both of you. You know, I just keep seeing it. It's like what I see is a block, but they don't tell me around it. And sometimes they will psychically do this and not give energy. It's what I would suggest, Sarah, is also I would suggest a little bit of prayer and angel work, asking Uriel, the strong archangel, to remove all blocks.
Okay.
That's what I feel there. I also see that you've also worked through some other stuff there that I see that you're also going to have some it's going to be better, but it seems like it's for you. I don't think it's over until like November. They keep showing me November it's cleared. That's what I would say there. And I is that helping, Sarah? Can you hear us?
I can hear Sarah. Yes.
Okay, Sarah. It's spinning and the computer's going a little bit. So we're going to hang in there, Sarah, with us. We will get back with you. We're going through 203. You're on live right now. How can you hear us? Sarah or 203? This happens sometimes when we've got energy. When people do the negativity or other things, it does go through. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a really positive song, and a really good friend of ours who did put this out, and she's got a new album, and that's Jennifer Grimm. And we're going to put this out for the Christianity and thank all of you and give us a few minutes here with Jennifer.
Your soul sincere.
Great. And we've got Kelly. You're on live on the show with our great friend Maggie, and I'd like you to talk to her a little bit and get her date of birth and numbers and do a little reading for her while I clean up a little of our back room that we've got some sloppy mouths running around, okay? Okay.
Hello.
Oh, and we've got me and you, Maggie, because Kelly got popped around. I guess. This energy is just wilder than wild. 720, are you back? 720.
Hi.
Hi, how
there
you been?
She is. I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I am really in need of some positive friends, and I love the fact that you came on and different friends started coming through here. I have some people really being rude and bad in the room, and we're just bringing an energy from all over of all of our spiritual friends.
That's right. That's right. We're just going to ignore them and go straight on ahead.
I agree. Don't feed the negative energies. Just totally ignore them,
right.
And they wither up and go away.
That's mm-hmm. right. So my question is about finances, if they're going to be increasing soon. Oh, this is Ibita.
Yes, I thank you, and I'm really glad to talk to you. And you know what? I bless you because you must have been sitting at home when you heard my guide say, come help Jethro. Him and his new friend Maggie are sitting here going, we need to talk. We came right in.
Yeah.
So now that you're working that magic out there and we all know we love you, yes, I also see some other happening for you. I still, as I told you, I keep seeing some financials coming from back around. I keep getting Detroit. They're telling me that there's some other situation, but I also see that you financially are making some of this other happen for yourself. You're really working that. You're not allowing anybody else to come and do anything else they've got. You also go, going on too, and it's like they're also telling me, you know, it's also going, you know, it's like also what else is happening is I keep seeing that you're also going to be going through some other stuff too, and it's like I keep seeing this with your health. I'm real concerned about you, Avatar, as things are starting to go. I can't seem to get the other focus on it with you. They keep telling me that you've got some other things going on, but we can't seem to get you really helping out. It just keeps going into the same cycle and the same energy with you.
Right, right. It's energetic. It's energetic.
I'm from Detroit, by the way.
Oh, really?
Originally, yeah, born and raised there. Love it. What a great classroom it is.
Oh, okay, it's definitely a great classroom. And I'm glad I'm not in it anymore. But what I wanted to ask you, Jethro, was I had applied for some benefits in January, and I wanted to see if that was going to be coming through. I've been waiting for an answer from them. And that's here in Colorado.
Oh, now that's what you've, well, you're going to make me work hard for my silly night here, aren't you? You're going to laugh at me, but when you said that, they showed me you, you show me you working with it. They show me you coming through some other stuff that you had, and they show me you are really, you're going to get the money to come through, but they also are telling me that it's going to come through with the other part of the angels in an unexpected way. I don't see it coming through in the way you want. And I got to tell you what they're showing me. They're showing me you working with it, you're getting this, and all of a sudden it's like wind and leaves blowing, so I would say fall. And they keep telling me that it's also happening, going to it.
It's also happening what?
They're also telling me that it's also going to happen as you're going to the other part of him, and they're telling me that you're also going through some other stuff too. And it's like they're telling me that you're not able to get other stuff going, and it's like no matter what you look at, it keeps happening over and over with you that the financial is going to be strong, and it's like you're going to also get into some other things that you really wanted to happen for you. But they keep telling me I still get September. They're telling me you've got some free will of some change in some of the other, but you're working with your health. You're back on doing what they wanted you to do. I'm so happy. The guys are telling me you're taking
care of you. Oh, yeah, I've changed a lot of things since I talked to you last time. I've been doing those reads then. I've been doing a lot, and I called Kelly yesterday. Is her name Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that. So I have. There's a lot of things I have here, just that I haven't been taking them.
I'm glad and so happy you did. And I, you know what's even better is we're going through this and we're working towards it. We're getting you back out there, back in the life, back going with it. Thank you guys that are doing the popular to follow us. And thank you guys who are all blocking. If you push their name and you hit block, it permanently blocks. So as a group, we're all blocking the other and having fun. And thank you, Avatar, for what you're doing because you came on and changed the whole situation. What are you feeling, Maggie? I'm going to make Maggie work. She's our new favorite psychic who
okay.
just came on to be our friend.
What am I feeling with regards to?
What she's saying and what you feel there with the energy.
Oh, with the energy? You know, I think that they essentially feed on positive energy. When we're having a really good time and our vibes are going higher and higher, they want to step on it.
Yep, that's it. You got it. You got to hit the nail on the head, baby. That's it.
Yep. And so they just send in. People are paid to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so they, and sometimes they, I won't go into it because I don't want to feed them energy. I just basically starve them of energy and just totally ignore them. I don't let them arena in my parade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we're going to put out a little more prayers for you. Avatar 2 with his financial that you're working on there. They keep telling me September, you know our number. Continue to come in with us and just stay with the group. And we're going to go right down to our next person. We're out in a real group, and we're going to end up with the fingers of five here, which is a very powerful number. Any of you know, who do believe and know with the higher spirit and the holy power, the five is always the hand of our higher power. 414, you're on live with Psychics Gone Wild with Avatar and... I'm really getting a little silly here, but I feel the energy. And this is Psychic Jethro. How are you, 414?
Oh, I'm doing well, Jethro. How are you? Blessings to you. Peace and comfort to you as well, and to Maggie and everyone who's in the chat room and everywhere. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yes, we needed that. You know, I know we all, you know, this is the time when... energies like to bother us is because they're so angry that people are getting into a full alignment and accepting and you guys are doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so I just ignore them and I just, you know, we cannot give energy to that which is floundering down because they need our energy in order for, you know, to fluster and stay alive. If we just harness our energy and magnify it together because you're doing a good thing, that's why good things are happening, great things are happening.
You got it.
So I'm just saying that's, you know, I just want to get that out there because I could feel the energy shift in you, and I don't want you to get shifted or rattled. We're going to be fine. It's going to dissipate. They can do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. They have no power.
We just have to stay detached from them. You know, we can just totally, like, detached observers.
Exactly. Exactly. You just ignore it. You know, it says resist the devil and he will flee. Do it. Just resist. Don't even bother. I don't worry about things like that. So, anyway...
You.
I just enjoy hearing y'all. And so today I decided to call in for a reason to see what you all had for me today, Jethro.
Yes,
I've been missing.
Thank you. I can feel it. And you came in and you are just like an angel rush for me. And I thank you for the strength of doing that. If you'll give me your first name, I'll give you your reading because you've got so much going on. It's going to be intense. But, you know, you come from very positive people. I'm getting some people on your energies and with you that love you they're telling me on the other side that you are just very much earned your wings already. You're a very positive person. And so give me your first name.
Sure. My first name is Marion.
Marion, I'm feeling here and seeing with you that you're going to start changing some of this stuff. You have some collectibles that you didn't even realize that are worth some money. They're telling me, you know, that these things are stuff that was put back and it's been left there and you did some kind of cleaning house or some kind of thing. You're looking at doing like a cleaning out and there's a few things that are still there that are really, they're not really anything that people would really value, but they've been kept there. They're worth some money. This has to do with a man. This has to do with somebody that held on to some things and he kept them. There's some kind of antiques.
Okay.
They're telling me also as you're going through the other part of your energy and what you've also had there happen is that this child, they keep telling me you have a child there who's going through something here with relationship.
Yes, he is. Yes.
That he's going to handle this. The grace of God is there. This is a really hard time, and I do think that he's really got his heart and all energies and everything all placed in this. And he's doing a lot of prayer to get that to happen. And I think that what's happened here is I feel like the person is confused in the relationship. I think that he's got someone or something. It's not a good force that's trying to sway his lover.
That's true. That's true. I've been praying about that as well. Yeah.
I will pray for you too, and I'll pray for him because I can see what also is happening. As this energy is happening here with the relationship, he's also getting himself into some other stuff that he started to go with. And, you know, it also goes into the fact that as you were working and things were going into it, they also started the other energy, you know. It's like something else is going on for you that they're not done here. Now, I keep feeling a man that loves you very much. When I go to read your heart relationship, he's a very strong man. He won't let me look. It's funny. It's not like he thinks he knows I'm Christian, but he's standing in the way of me reading your heart relationship.
Yes. How far is that before? I can only say it's either my father or my grandfather. I'm not sure.
He said, you know very well he's your father.
Yes. Because yeah, my father is very animate about, you know, I got a message one time I was through a dream, and then someone else kind of blurted it out, like my son said something, my youngest son, and I said, that's my daddy. I said, because my daddy wasn't, he felt like he wasn't, that was my issue, that a couple of times I felt like because of our distance, he felt like he wasn't able to protect me from some things. So now that he's died and crossed over, it's like he's making sure no one... Oh,
you'd
help. Yes.
Your dad did a great job raising you. You give me waves of tingles.
Yes, you are now our new conduit, and we must have and love you forever and ever and take you home with us because you are, like, putting so much energy into you, and I just bless you. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also really... thank you for the fact that you have been listening and doing this. And this is really, it is like these test pilots. These are the most busiest times. We just, those of you who know, we just went a little more amount so we can afford to give a little more for this. And you people who are listening and your friends in the chat room and the coffee drinkers and the tea drinkers, the ones who do the readings are what made it happen so that Psyche's Gone Wild got to take one more step. We went from walking like a toddler to now we're up to where we have little cars and trucks and they're letting us cross the street. So thank you.
All right now. All right, I like it.
You know, and we bless all of you, and we thank you. And those of you who handled tonight, thank you, ladies in the room. When the negative started and you guys started sending the love and the grace of God sent us, Miriam, I feel very blessed.
Yes. I just asked you, because I was thinking, I said, wait a minute, I said, I haven't heard from Jeff for a day. And I went online, and you were there. And then when I got in, I couldn't get the computer going. I just said, you know, what is going on? Talk to me. And then when I talked and I came in the chat room, I said, oh, no, we will not have this. It is not going to happen. Then I heard your energy and your place. So I said, oh, no, we just have to commandeer this. You know, we have the real power. There is, you know, that's what it's not. If you're not for the good, you don't need to be acknowledged.
You're right. Do not give your power away.
Mm-hmm. So thank you both for sharing with me. And thank you for that insight as well on my son, because that was an area that I was looking at. And thank you so much for that. I'm really working with him and praying with him as well. So continue to pray with us that he will be protected, because I don't want him to be drafted into the wrong side because of this relationship.
Wow. Thank you, and bless everyone. We don't have time, Jeep Girl, but you are on here live with us. There's five energies of energy. We're going to give you a group hug. And thank you, Jeep Girl, for calling in. Thank you, Miriam. Thank you, Maggie. Hello, Kelly. And we're going to be going off in 50 seconds. Jeep Girl.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you all. God is blessing all of us.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams to everyone. And thank you all, guys, the chat room. We will be doing a little bit tomorrow, so get a hold of us then, and we'll do one more fun time, same channel. Psyche's Gone Wild, getting wilder. All you fun spiritual friends, bless you. Come back, see us again. You know what they always say, we're always here, and I'm always hungry. So come on back.
Awesome. Good night.